Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take two. Hello everyone.
I don't know if that counts because we started it, but there was like a gap before I said, hey guys, and I didn't like that there was dead air, so.
It counts.
We restarted almost immediately, so I'm not sure if that really counts.
Count it.
Whatever.
Your fault.
My fault, because I hesitated. I don't know why. I just want to apologize real quick in advance if my voice sounds a little wonky. I've had a cold the past week. I had laryngitis for a better part of, what, 3 or 4 days? So I didn't even have a voice, but now I have a voice. But I can hear that I sound minorly sick still. So if you hear that, super sorry. And we're actually batch recording today, so there's going to be another episode after this, which you're going to hear me apologize again for. But today, we're going to dive into the wonderfully wacky world of April Fool's Day, because, of course, that's coming up quick. This episode is going to bring you some lighthearted mischief to your home, and we've got a treasure trove of family-friendly pranks for April Fool's Day. So whether you're pranking your kids, your partner, or even your coworkers, we've got you covered with some clever, harmless, and hilarious ideas. So let's get into it, because who doesn't love a good laugh, right?
Right. And never wonder where the stay of pranks and practical jokes comes from? Well, we're going to let you know. So grab your whoopee cushion and your fake spiders, because we're about to find out.
So let's start way back in the 1500s, when Europe decided to shake things up with, drum roll please, a new calendar. I am so sorry about that. That's the laryngitis on me. So yeah, if you missed it, I said a new calendar. Before the Gregorian calendar we use today, most people followed the Julian calendar. New Year's Day was celebrated around the end of March or early April. But in 1582, Pope Gregory VIII introduced the Gregorian calendar, and New Year's Day officially moved to January 1st. Some people, however, either didn't get the memo, because remember, there were no emails back then, or they simply just refused to switch. So cue the confusion. Those who stuck with the old calendar became the butt of jokes. People would send them on fake errands or try to trick them into believing something outrageous. Sound familiar, you guys? That's right. Some historians believe these pranks were the humble beginnings of April Fool's Day.
So basically, April Fool's started because people didn't check their emails. Let this be a lesson for everyone. Always read the memo.
Another popular theory comes from France. Remember those folks who kept celebrating New Year's in April? The French started calling them April fish. Why fish, you may ask? Apparently, young, gullible fish are easy to catch, and pranksters would tape paper fish to people's backs as a joke. And voila, the French tradition of Poisson d'Avril. I probably
you said
just,
that pretty good.
I was going to say, I probably just butchered that. That's my seventh grade French coming out a little bit. That's perfect for us when we go to Paris in a few months. I'll be able to say April fish easily. So the French tradition of Poisson d'Avril was born. And to this day, French kids still sneakily stick paper fish on each other. And you thought your kid's fake ketchup spill was clever.
So we're going to fast forward to the 18th century England, where April Fool's Day spread like wildfire. The British loved their humor, dry as it may be, but they added their own twist. In some regions, pranks could only be played until noon. If you tried fooling something after that, you were the fool.
A prank curfew? Is that genius or is it buzzkill?
I think it's genius because, you know, we go to bed early and I'm going to be done by pranks before 7.
That's fair.
So today, April Fool's Day is a global phenomenon. From harmless pranks at home to elaborate stunts pulled by major companies, it's a day to laugh, be silly, and maybe question everything you hear.
Every time someone says phenomenon, I think of that Muppet song, Phenomena.
Don't. You know, you put it
everywhere. I know. I'm sorry. But it's in my head. So now it's in everybody's head. Sorry, guys. Do you remember when Taco Bell announced that it was buying the Liberty Bell?
Yes.
Or when Google claimed to launch a search feature for smells? Those were classic.
Those were hilarious. And as you plan your pranks this year, keep it fun and lighthearted. No one wants a prank that ends with tears or broken furniture. And if you need ideas, we got you covered.
April Fool's Day begins as soon as the first alarm goes off, so why not make the morning memorable? Here are some breakfast pranks that are sure to get your family laughing. Or scratching their heads, maybe.
The first one is a frozen cereal surprise. Here's what you need. Cereal, milk, a bowl, and a freezer. And here's what you do. The night before, you pour your cereal milk into a bowl and place it in the freezer. And serve it up like it's normal in the morning.
Imagine your kids trying to dig to their cereal and realizing their spoon is stuck. It's a harmless surprise that's hilarious to watch.
The next idea is the color changing milk. And all you need is a little food coloring. You add a few drops of food coloring to the inside of a cereal box bag. And when your family pours the milk into the cereal, the color will change magically. Or you could also use it for your Dr. Seuss green eggs and ham.
Very true, very true. Didn't we do that once so the leprechaun used to come to our house when the kids were little, and we used to set a trap.
Yes.
Yeah, we did that. We made green milk one year. So how about serving the kiddos juice that isn't juice? I have to clear my throat. I'm super sorry. Darn laryngitis has been rough this week. So, yeah, how about serving your kiddos juice that isn't juice? For this one, you will need some Jell-O and some clear cups. So make the Jell-O in clear juice cups the night before and then serve it with a straw and watch their confusion as nothing comes up.
That's a good one. And another idea is an egg siding switcheroo. For this, you will need yogurt, peaches, and toast. You're going to make a fake fried egg by placing a peach slice on top of a dollop of yogurt. Serve it with toast and see if they notice.
Oh, they'll notice. I guarantee you. Oh, look at the two of us. It's like a TB ward over here or something. That was a good one, though. So another, I don't even know where I was. I have an outline. Where was I? Oh, yeah. We're out of breakfast. So now the breakfast is out of way. Oh, my God. The two of us. Should we re-record this or just leave it? One more for good measure. All right. Okay. And so now that breakfast is out of the way, let's move on to some pranks that are perfect for the rest of the day.
Home is where the heart and the hilarity is. Here are some fun pranks that you can pull throughout the day to keep everyone on their toes.
Yeah, so make some soap that doesn't sud or suds. Is it sud or suds?
Suds? Suds.
I don't know. It doesn't sound right when I say it, but okay, we'll say suds. What you'll need for this one is some clear nail polish and a bar of soap. So coat the soap with the clear nail polish the night before, so when someone tries to lather up, nothing's going to happen. Pro tip, make sure there's another alternative soap handy. Because washing our hands is important.
Yes. And this next one is I like to call stuffed shoes. You'll need some tissue paper or extra socks for this one. You stuff tissue paper or socks into the toes of your family member's shoes. When they try to put them on, they'll baffled by the sudden size change.
Another good one is called the showerhead surprise, and you will need some food coloring for this one. If you unscrew the showerhead and add a few drops of food coloring into it and then screw it back on, just wait for the colorful water surprise to hit the next person. Hilarious. Although maybe don't do blue or red because that stains.
Yeah.
Especially the blue, but maybe like yellow.
And I hope none of our kids are listening to this podcast to do these pranks on us.
They're getting it.
Now let's talk about some pranks you can take on the go, which are perfect for school or work.
Right. April Fool's Day doesn't have to stop when you leave the house. Here are some clever pranks you can pull at school or the office.
The first idea we have is to create some keyboard chaos. What you need for this one is some small sticky notes, and you place a sticky note under every key on a keyboard and add a funny message like April Fools.
A malfunctioning mouse can also be pretty funny, and all you need is some tape. Cover the sensor on the computer mouse with some tape and then watch as your target tries to figure out why it's not working.
Yes, another harmless idea would be to stick googly eyes on everything inside someone's binder or notebook. You can get a bag of them at the Dollar Tree, so it's an inexpensive and cute prank.
These pranks are perfect for bringing some joy to an otherwise normal work or school day, and they're easy to clean up too.
And as the day winds down, it's time to wrap up your April Fool's fun with some evening pranks that everyone will remember.
So, similar to the idea we had with the malfunctioning mouse at the office, you can do the same thing with your TV remote. Place clear tape over the remote sensor to make it unresponsive.
And another fun idea, especially if you have younger kids, would be a bedtime balloon bonanza.
No, let's say that again.
Bedtime balloon bon bonza bonzana.
Oh
Bonanza.
my God,
Fill their
Justin.
bedroom with balloons while they're at school, and it's fun and surprising way to end the day.
How did you say it? Bonanza? Say it again.
Whatever, I said it the right way, whatever it is.
Oh, Christian, this is why we love you. Before we wrap up, let's talk about a few tips to make sure your pranks land well. So make sure you keep it harmless. Avoid pranks that could cause harm, damage, or major embarrassment. You don't want to do that to anybody because that's just mean. Know your audience. Tailor your pranks to your family's sense of humor. Because you don't know who doesn't have a sense of humor, and you want to make sure you're having fun with it and not offending anybody. Be ready to clean up. Always have a plan to undo your prank. And finally, expect payback. Don't be surprised if your friends or family turn the tables on you in repayment of your pranks.
But before we let you guys go, one last thing we want to touch on was how to avoid being the target of pranks on April Fool's Day.
Yes, very important, very important. Whether you're the victim of a fake spider on your desk or the classic plastic wrap on the doorway gag, we've all been there. But this year you're going to stay one step ahead of the pranksters.
First, you need to identify the prankster in your life. Is it your kids? Your coworker, your pranked obsessed best friend, or maybe your spouse, you should know who they are.
Definitely, because these are the people most likely to strike. Watch for suspicious behavior. Are they grinning a little too much? Do they keep disappearing into the kitchen with tape or scissors? Are they whispering with others while glancing your way? If you answered yes to any of these, you might already be in their crosshairs. Time to activate defense mode. And one of the best ways to avoid pranks is to flip the script. Beat them at their own game by acting like you're planning something big. Start casually dropping hints like, "Oh, you'll never guess what I have in store for April Fool's Day." And this will leave them so focused on dodging your prank that they might forget about their own.
Pranksters thrive on catching you off guard, so get up early than usual on April 1st. The earlier you wake up, the more time you have to scope out potential traps. Check your toothpaste for food coloring or hot sauce additions, your
Yikes.
desk chair for whoopee cushions, your coffee cup for salt instead of sugar.
Okay, that one is kind of mean.
That one is mean. Remember, vigilance is your best friend.
Vigilance.
Vigilance
Vigilance.
is your best friend. A morning walkthrough of your house could save you a lot of surprises.
Another great strategy. Now you're rubbing off on me. Another great strategy is to stay suspicious of everything. On April 1st, the motto is trust no one. If someone hands you a brownie, ask yourself, does this person ever bake? If they compliment you too much, wonder, what's the angle here? And if you're feeling bold, just call them out. Most pranksters will cave under pressure.
Yes, and here's a pro trip. Play the fool.
Tip.
Tip. Play the
We're having a
fool.
rough time today, you
I
guys.
know. You want to play the fool before anyone else can prank you. Do something silly, like walk into the room with toilet paper stuck to your shoe, or pretend you've already fallen for a fake prank. The pranksters will think the job is done and move on, and you just dodged a bullet.
Here's the bottom line, you guys. Avoiding pranks on April Fool's Day is all about staying alert, thinking ahead, and maybe throwing in a little humor of your own. Or, you could just take the day off and hide under a blanket until April 2nd. No judgment here.
So thanks for tuning in today. And if you got any funny prank stories, or better yet, tips for avoiding them, send them our way.
Yeah, it could be like a bonanza of emails in our inbox.
And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with anyone who's tired of being the butt of every April Fool's joke.
And remember, if it's too good to be true on April 1st, it probably is. Next week, we have another interview with an amazing local author for you guys. And spoiler alert, he's also Chris's brother. So make sure you tune in for that, because he actually gave a really good interview and he has some like really good tips for authors.
So until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.